Okay, some of the gripes are major and some of the gripes are minor, but Catherine Crowley and Kathy Elster have written a book called Working With You Is Killing Me, Freeing Yourself from Emotional Traps at Work. And the management consultants say looking at this book will teach you how to deal with the aggravating people who make you dread going into the office. And they join us now. Good to have you with us.
Good morning.
I say good morning with some trepidation. Don't forget that afternoon. But it's always risky to try to summarize a book to the authors of that book. But as I read what you say quit complaining,
right.
Do something. But, and this is the part that surprised me, the best thing to do is to change yourself because you're not going to change the other person.
That's right, Charlie. What we found in working with many thousands of people over the last 20 years is that we all know it's futile to try and change another person. So the best thing you can do is begin by changing your internal reaction, and then we give you very concrete tools for how to change your experience.
What's this business about unhooking yourself?
Right. Well, we give you this process. It's actually four steps. And the first two steps are to cool down your system. Because as we all know, when we get upset, when someone, those coworkers really annoy you, you immediately get upset. So the first two steps are deep breathing or doing some sort of physical exercise. If you can run out of the building and walk around the block.
Yeah, you say you spend a lot of time talking people off the ledge.
Exactly.
Which is essentially calming them
down.
It's
cooling their system down.
All right. But once you've done that, and that seems very intuitive, then what do you do?
The next two steps would be taking action.
Yes, to unhook verbally is what we say, so you find something to move the situation forward and you take the high road, not accusatory, but a win-win kind of communication. And then you look for a business tool, whether it's documentation of some kind or sending out an email or referring to a job description.
Okay. But it seems, isn't it a little defeatist to say you have to change yourself? That really it's me that has to change as opposed to the other person?
Well, have you ever changed anybody? I've tried many times. It's not really possible.
No, so you can't affect a personality transplant in other people.
I agree with that. But if you can change your reaction to them, you'll have a much better work life.
But they're still going to be annoying, aren't they?
That's right. They're not going to change. And part of the book, we explain to you how to depersonalize and detach and stop taking it personally.
All right, you spent a lot of time telling me about types of workers, coworkers, and types of bosses.
Right. Yeah.
So give me the most common annoying type of coworker.
The most common annoying type of coworker is actually what the viewers were talking about. They're called boundary busters. So whether it's someone who invades your space, makes too much noise, eats up your time, chews your ear off, those are boundary busters.
And how do I deal with them?
Most of the time you do have to confront the boundary buster, but what we suggest is, again, cool your system down,
right.
Make sure you take the high road, and when you do confront it and communicate with them, you're saying it in a way that they actually say, oh, okay, I hear you, rather than yelling at them. What we tend to do is, you're so loud, instead of saying, you know what, it really bothers me, and I can't concentrate when your voice goes up, so can you please calm it down. So it's a communication style, and we give many examples in Working With You Is Killing Me.
Okay, and what's the worst kind of coworker? It may not be the most common, but the worst.
Well, what we call the worst kind, or what we've decided amongst ourselves, is the saboteur. Mm-hmm. And this is because this person will speak very sweetly to you, and in the meantime, stab your back in one way or another behind you.
Right, and what do I do about that?
Well, you have to wage your own PR campaign. As soon as you detect that somebody is talking negatively about you, and usually somebody will warn you or you can sense that your relationships with other people are deteriorating, you need to just make sure that you're at every meeting and you know when this person is speaking to someone else that you can get in and find out what they're saying and wage your own PR campaign. Get people to speak better of you. Ultimately, they get caught.
Right. The key with a saboteur is you have to detect it. So if someone says to you something like, watch out for Susie Q, she's known for doing that kind of thing, you really want to listen.
If they tell you she's a snake, she's probably a snake.
Exactly.
And most common problem with a boss?
Personally, I think it's the exploder, although a second to it would be the avoider, you know, the boss that...
The exploder is the one who yells at you, the avoider is the one who doesn't address problems.
Exactly, they're afraid of confrontation, and they're both equally awful. Nobody wants to get yelled at, and no one wants a boss that doesn't have your back. If you go to them for a raise, but that would be a confrontation for them to get you a raise, they're just not going to do it.
When does it get to the point that either you have to quit or the annoying person has to quit?
That's a really good question. And what we say in Working With You Is Killing Me is that you actually have to figure out your tolerance level. And you also need to determine what are your fatal attractions. For some people, an exploder, as Kathy mentioned, is tolerable. They can, if they use our technique and learn to manage up, they can deal with it. For others, that is just not acceptable, and the toxins from working with someone like that literally wear away at their health.
We really ask people in working with you, killing these, to learn to assess yourself and what your tolerable level is, what you can really tolerate.
All right. Thanks to both of you. Appreciate it.